This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Area G Resolution unanimously passed by Santa Fe City Council. The Santa Fe City Council unanimously approved a resolution at its December 11th meeting requesting that the New Mexico Environment Department consider alternatives to leaving radioactive, toxic, and hazardous waste buried at the Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, Area G dump. LANL has proposed to the Environment Department that the installation of a quote-unquote cap and cover over the 63-acre dump will protect the groundwater beneath it. The dump is estimated to contain 1 million cubic meters, or approximately 35 million cubic feet, of toxic waste. Mayor David Koss introduced the resolution. He is also the chair of the Regional Coalition of LANL Communities. He said that public comments at the monthly meetings consistently indicate that people don't want Area G to become a permanent nuclear waste dump. At the City Council meeting, more than a dozen people spoke in support of the resolution. They stated that the dump must be excavated in order to protect groundwater. Area G began operations in the late 1950s, before there were laws protecting the land, air, and water from pollution. None of the disposal areas dug out of the volcanic tuff are lined. Plumes of solvents and radioactive tritium have been found in the shallow water bodies below Area G. Pollution also has been found in the regional aquifer below the dump. Santa Fe has a special concern because two of its water supplies are located just 5 miles east of the dump. Councilor Ron Trujillo declared, quote, "This resolution has relevance for the city of Santa Fe. That nuclear waste is close to the Rio Grande. Should something catastrophic happen there, I don't want that hitting the Buckman Wells and Diversion Project," end quote. Communities downwind and downstream of LANL also have special concerns. Mayor Koss encouraged communities up and down the Rio Grande to pass similar resolutions. He said, quote, "Santa Fe is the first, but Santa Fe should not be the last," end quote, community to voice its concerns. Teresa Chavez of the Tewa Women United Environmental Justice Group, based in Española, supported the resolution. She said that cleanup would, quote, "result in a tremendous positive impact. Passing this resolution would be a step toward allowing the land and our people to heal," end quote. CCNS Honor Our Pueblo Existence and independent registered geologist Robert H. Gilkison worked many hours to refine the resolution. They inserted protective wording that requires LANL to conduct field studies of the groundwater below the dumps, as well as conduct seismic field studies of the LANL site, both as required by the hazardous waste laws and Department of Energy orders. They will continue to monitor the journey of the resolution. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.